the other.
Minutes after 8 here at DC 101 with the Grease Man. You hear they found a rabid squirrel in Maryland, in Rockville. So if you got dogs and stuff that you let run wild, make sure their vaccinations are up to snuff. They're not too choked up about it. There's only one. But still in all, they warn you that if your animal has contact with other animals, good idea to check its vaccination. I one time used a rabid squirrel for revenge. Yeah, I wish I could have caught this rabid squirrel in Rockville. Keep it handy. It was in high school when I committed the perfect murder. And even though I talk about it on the radio, they can't get me for it. Even though it was murder, cold-blooded, premeditated, murder one, the big one, the chair. They can't get me for it. It happened in high school. I had this one teacher named Mrs. Belsky. An old maid who hated our guts, me in particular. There's just something about her. She didn't like me. I wasn't an evil boy. I wasn't particularly rowdy or rambunctious. She used to just single me out. She'd make me stand up and answer questions, and if I didn't know the answer, she'd keep me standing. You know how some teachers do that. They'll ask you a question about a subject. What do you call the two products produced in photosynthesis when a plant is undergoing its chemical changes? I don't know. Would somebody like to tell Nino? And somebody get up and say xylem and phloem. Why don't you know that? I'm sorry, I didn't know that. You know, then she'd ask me questions about whether I read the homework, and I have to admit that I didn't. I'd sit down. She did it to me time and time again. I got to hate Belsky's guts! At night, when I'd hear the laughter of the other students as they made fun of me, I'd dream of ways to do in Belsky. He came to me one day when I was in the backyard. I saw a sick-looking squirrel. He was frothing around the mouth. I'd heard warnings about rabies going through the neighborhood. I realized what it was. I grabbed an orange crate and I slammed it down over that squirrel. I slipped a board over the crate and I had it. You see, Belsky used to like to feed the squirrels. Maybe that's why she hated men so much. She didn't have one. She'd spend her afternoons after school feeding the stinking squirrels in the park. She'd even hold nuts so the squirrels could take it right out of her fingertips. One day I showed up with my box and my diseased rabid squirrel. I stood behind a tree and when I saw her sit down, I let that squirrel out. She'd sit there and go, "Come here. Come here, little squirrels. Come here." That diseased squirrel, with the pus coming out of his eye and the froth coming out of his mouth, started walking its way over to Belsky. She held down a walnut and bam, that squirrel not only took the walnut, it bit her finger. She went, "Oh, bad squirrel, bad. You don't get any more nuts today." She dumped her bag of nuts out for the other squirrels, and then she went away, sucking her finger. Little did she know she'd been infected. Little did she know that the disease going through her body. Little did she know her days were limited. I stood there watching her walk away, seeing a dead woman walk away. Incubation period for rabies, I checked it out. Approximately 1 month and 90 days. If the symptoms appear without treatment, the disease is irreversible. So I sat there in class, enduring her taunts, enduring the laughter of the other students, knowing full well justice was in the offing. One day I noticed she was frothing a little bit at the mouth. One day I held a glass of water in front of her face. She said, "No! No!" Her eyes were increasingly bloodshot and darting. She was increasingly forgetful. And then one day, she just dropped to the floor, saliva cascading over her mouth, eyes rolling up in her head, twitching. The other students freaked out. They said, "My God, what's happening to her?" They all ran from the room for help until I was just alone there, looking down at her. "Belsky," I screamed, "you humiliated me for the last time. Quiver, die, Belsky, die, you worthless hunk of flesh. You worthless nothing. AMF, aloha, shalom." And so I stood there as they loaded her up into a wagon. They had to use restraining straps. She was kicking and screaming. I saw in the hospital when they had that brain scan attached to her, the needles were going nuts. I heard the doctor say to her next of kin, "I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do." A couple of days later, Belsky was gone. I still have the yearbook from that year. They put a special little column in memory of Edna Belsky. Died June 1st, 1967. You don't believe it? Check it. Check the death certificates for the Bronx, New York in June 1967. You'll see one Edna Belsky there. Now try to prove it, huh? Try to prove that I was the one that put that squirrel there. Try to prove I was the one that made it bite her finger. Try to prove it. I'm scot-free. I'm clean. Do you hear me? I'm clean. I go up to Fordham Cemetery once a year for my pilgrimage to the grave of Edna Belsky. She used to drink cream sherry. Ugh, gag me with a spoon. So every year I pour a bottle of cream sherry over her grave. But first, I drink it.
Sherry's crazy, but you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.